You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM, and it's Tuesday, which means it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day today, in which we highlight various restaurants that not only have incredible menus, but offer a very comforting dining experience without any thumping loud music in the background so you can't hear the person across the table from you. And today we are highlighting the Beaumont Kitchen at 25 of the West Mall, Etobicoke in Sherway Gardens. And we're joined today by Chef Vanessa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, tell us about the cuisine since you're the chef.
So we like to do it's like an upscale classic comfort food place. So we like to keep the food fresh with fresh ingredients, local ingredients. And we like to make sure you have a good time and keep the flavors there.
Yeah, I noticed that one of the items on your menu is from ingredients like Fogo Island.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. that one's a pretty popular dish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Describe it then.
We'd like to showcase the fish. So we're just doing simple. We do, it's a celery act puree, and then we glaze the carrots in an orange glaze. Mm. So you get that sweet and that buttery and the happy.
Mm, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, there's also, when I was looking over the menu, I thought at first Italian, but it's there's really kind of crossovers.
It's all over.
There?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So we do try and kind of, because we are in the mall, we want to cater to a little bit of everyone, right?
Sure.
You get a little bit, you get small children and you get parents that are just in a rush to get out of the mall and they just want to get food. And so we like to try and kind of keep it a little bit more wide and.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
How many people are in? Can you accommodate in the restaurant?
We are about 80 to 100 seats, I believe it is. Yes,
so good size.
Yeah, so it's a good size. It's a little bit smaller, but we do private events and stuff like that. Mm. So
fantastic.
So we like to try and keep that option. We're trying to get some private diners come in and have parties and celebrate birthdays.
So you have a separate room for that, right?
We have a semi-private dining,
That's a nice idea.
Now, you're participating in Summerlicious this year.
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah, so what kinds of things can people expect?
I'm
looking at the menu right now, and I can tell you it's pretty spectacular.
It sure is, and very reasonable.
Yeah, yes. No kidding.
So we are at the $23 mark for lunch and $33 for dinner. So we're a little bit lower in that tier, so that way we can get more people in to come in that might not want to come try us because we are a little more on the expensive side.
Mm.
So we're trying to draw some people in to come try our stuff. We are doing stuff like salmon and short rib and lasagna, and we're trying to stay into the realm of what we know what to do, but also try and kind of keep it fresh and light because it is summertime. So
It's a prefix menu, right? You offer a specific thing for lunch and a different thing specific for dinner.
Yes, so you get the three courses. You get an app, a main, and a dessert. And they do change for lunch and dinner. So you're getting, that's why they're different pricing.
Right,
so
exactly.
You're getting what you,
Now, what do you, as a chef?
here it comes.
Are you more like, are you like a comfort food specialist? Because I know at my house, when it comes to cooking, my wife does all the exotic stuff. And I do all the comfort. I'm like the guy who could, like, okay, we're making meatloaf tonight, or we're doing, you know.
I don't know if I'd say that that's my specialty. I mean, I do really enjoy cooking it. I think the thing that draws me towards it is that it's not complicated, and it's not these, like, 12 ingredients that give you something.
I can never figure that out.
Yeah, I can figure it out. I don't know. I like to take something that tastes great and focus on that instead of having 14 different things happening all over the plate and you can't figure out where to focus.
Rather than masking it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So tell us, what's the atmosphere like in the Beaumont Kitchen?
I'm not really out front very often.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
But it is very, there's no one like us in the mall, I personally think, because you got the Joeys and you got the Kegs, and they're just, they're loud, and they're there to go in, get food, and get out, and those are great places, but I think that we're very unique in the way that you can go in, and you can sit down with your friends or your family and celebrate, or even just go have a girls' night and sit and have wine, or and you can sit there and talk, and you're not interrupted by all these millions of things going on. Right. So it's just a nice environment to kind of sit and relax.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine it being located in a mall that you've got great parking facilities for people.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. So we are kind of like a hidden gem in the mall. So we are. People have a hard time finding us very often. So we are right beside Saks Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're right next to the women's shoe department.
Oh, perfect.
Right. Oh, there you go. Jean's already sold.
I'm on it.
Yeah. So we're hidden there. We do have our own separate entrance, but you can get to us through Saks. You can actually get us into us through the mall. So you have to go through Saks to get to us. But
okay.
Once you're there,
I can imagine because of where you're situated and, you know, like you were saying, like the kegs or whatever, people must come in and go, wow, I didn't even know this existed.
A lot of times because there is a parking lot right in front of us and people exit Saks there. So a lot of people just kind of look up and go, holy, I didn't even know there was a restaurant here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we get, I didn't know you were part of Oliver and Bonaccini at all.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah, they... Once they get in and sit down, they're very surprised at everything. And then they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get, like, this is a great restaurant. So mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you as a chef, what is your favorite thing on the entire menu?
On the entire menu?
Yeah. If you, I know it's like picking among your children or what yeah. have you, but what would be your favorite thing?
My favorite thing on that menu, I'd have to go with the short rib.
Good answer.
Yeah, definitely the short rib or the salmon. The salmon's very good. Depends if you want super comfort or if you want comfort but light and fresh is the salmon's the way to go.
Very nice.
I'm already tuned in. That's pretty good.
So our next question is, why are you a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League?
I think for restaurants especially, I think it's important because for me, I think that when you go to a restaurant, I don't want to be yelling across the table to my friend. And I don't want to have to say what 100 times because I can't hear you.
Exactly.
I think it's really important to, when you want to go out and celebrate a birthday or an anniversary or even just go have a date night, I think it's important to be able to talk to each other and not have to yell across the table because there's so many things happening around
you. Right.
And you
it's kind of like the philosophy of your menu, right?
Yes.
You know, you don't want to have 19 different things going on at once. Right. You want it to be simple and tasty.
Yeah, and you really want people to be able to taste your food and identify it and take time to talk about it.
Yes, and you don't want to be rushed out of there. You want to be sitting there enjoying yourself and drinking a bottle of wine and not being like, oh, you got to leave because we're...
Exactly. Well, you know what? It sounds wonderful. I encourage people to go check it out. As a matter of fact, you can go to their website, BeaumontKitchen.com, and see the an entire menu. It's really, believe me, my mouth is already watering. Chef Vanessa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking to Chef Vanessa of the Beaumont Kitchen, which is at 25 the West Mall, Etobicoke in Sherway Gardens, a proud member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. If you want to find out more about the league, go to our Facebook page or you can go to our website, classicalfm.ca.